Welcome to The Lorraine Murphy Show. I'm an entrepreneur on my second business, a mentor, an author, wife to a fellow entrepreneur, and mother to a magical little girl. On my podcast, I explore topics that fascinate me that will help you unlock ideas to rise even higher in your life. Myself and my special guests will be talking entrepreneurship and how to build better businesses, organization and figuring out how to get more shit done quicker and smarter, staying in touch with our soul, and how to blend business babies with real babies. Let's jump in to this week's episode. Hello and welcome to my Energizing You Masterclass team. I have been waiting for, I think, probably a couple of years now to present this information to you. So I'm super, super, super excited to be doing this with you. And thank you to all of you who are already online. And I know there'll be some more people joining us as well shortly. And if you're watching or listening back, hello, you're going to get all the insights as part of your recording as well. Okay, so this stepping more into my feminine energy has been a pretty, it's been years in the making for me. And that's why, as I said, I'm super, super excited to be sharing this with you today. Until now, it's only my mentees and also my LM Love Club that have gotten the chance to actually for me to share this with them. So I'm super excited that I actually get to share it with you today. Danelle is just asking me to make her co-host. Smart point, Danelle. One second. So I've been reading about this topic. I've been learning about this topic. I've been practicing this topic. I've been failing dismally in this topic. I've been having massive wins in this topic, all of the above. So this is a really, really critical message that I really do believe that every single woman and also every single man needs to understand, because of course we're talking about this topic today from a perspective of moving from our masculine energy into our feminine energy. But let's remember the men also have this challenge on their hands of staying in their masculine energy and boosting that as and when they need to. So there's, of course, two different sides to the coin. Maybe I'll twist my husband Wade's arm into doing a session like this just for the boys at some point. But for today, it's the ladies club. We're talking purely about getting ourselves more into our feminine energy. So friends, I've got a couple of housekeeping points that I want to take you through in a second. But first of all, I want to ask you, we'll let you know, first of all, this is a very, very interactive session. This is not about me just broadcasting information down the Wi-Fi to you. It's really is a two-way conversation. So if you've ever been part of any of my monthly events, my LM Love Club, any of the trainings that I've done over Zoom, you'll know that I really feed off your interaction. So I'm going to ask you to use the chat box. I think we're all more than familiar with the chat box right now from Zoom, but chat box down below, it's the little kind of speech bubble that says chat. And I would love for you to share in the chat box now, why are you here? And what are you hoping to get out of today? What do you want to learn from me today? So there's obviously a reason that you signed up for this session. So I would love to know, what is that reason for you today? Why are you giving an hour of your precious time to actually sit here and or walk or wherever you're tuning in from? And why are you joining me today? Please drop that in the chat, because what I want to make sure I do is that as part of this session that I'm really molding it. I've obviously got a lot of content I want to take you through over the next hour, but I also want to make sure that I'm molding this session to make sure that it's meeting the needs that each of you have. So I'll jump in. Oh, lots coming through already. Amazing. Renee, you were the first into chat. Well done. So while you're jumping that in, a few housekeeping things. First of all, interactive. I've already touched on that. The second point I want to make as well is this is a pacey session. I could happily spend an hour on this, or sorry, a day on this topic. I've only got an hour, so it is going to be pacey, yeah? I'm going to be giving you a lot of information. I know if I do any activities like this, and I'm just like, teach me, I'm hungry. And I know that so many of my community are like that as well. So I am going to keep the pace pretty fast. I will try not to speak too quickly. Because I get excited and then the Irish comes out and I start to speak very, very quickly. So I'll try not to be too fast speaking, but I have got a lot of information for you today. It's been really hard to decide, okay, what are the best bits that I can share with you today? If you can, take notes purely for retention. So whenever I'm doing anything like this, I take as many notes as I can, purely just, as I said, because I want to retain what I'm hearing. So there's lots of data that supports the fact that if we take notes as we're learning, we're more likely, I think it was 6 times more likely from memory to actually retain the information that we're absorbing. So take notes if you can. However, don't panic about getting everything down, because you will be getting the recording. We'll be sending the recording out for this session this afternoon. So don't freak out if I'm like writing and you've missed point two and you're on point, I'm on point three. Don't stress about that. And the important thing is obviously that you're absorbing what I'm saying, but if you can take notes, it does help. And I am going to make sure I've got time for a couple of questions at the end. So if you do have questions, Danelle is monitoring. Danelle is on my team and she will be just dropping. I tend to, anyone who's in my love club or is doing my sessions, you know that I like to share a lot of resources and tips and ideas and books and meditations and all that kind of thing. So Danelle will be just dropping them as I share them. She'll be dropping them into the chat box as well. So actually what we'll also do, we started doing this for my LM love club. We started actually sharing the chat text as part of the recording. So we'll share that as well, because there's often a lot of wins and insights and people sharing some really great ideas in the chat box as well. So we'll share that as well. Danelle, note to you. Thank you. make sure we do that. Okay, I'm going to jump in and have a look in the chat just to see what you guys are saying. Wow. So many. So Emily says, I've heard you speak about the balance of the energy support, and I'm definitely in my masculine more than I'd like. Emily, you're speaking for pretty much, I'd say, 99% of the people on this session, but we're here to learn. Sylvia says, I don't believe I got taken seriously in work in my feminine energy. Really interesting, Sylvia. I'll have some thoughts for you on that today as well. Tamara wants to build awareness for when she's leaning into her masculine versus feminine. Gold, I'm going to teach you that today. Kristen, hi, Kristen. She's here because of curiosity. What am I hoping to learn? What is feminine energy? And how I can more easily access it. Love. Kristen's one of my very old friends. Nikki says, life is always so busy and strong in the masculine. I tend to spend more time in this space. Hear you, Nikki. Carly says she's interested in strategies to help tap into her feminine energy. Gold. Love. Lisa says, always in the hustle. Feel that my parenting, most of all, is always in masculine mode. Yes, I'm going to touch on parenting in this session. And yeah, so lots of you saying, Nicole says sharing text chat. I think that was Danelle's or ages ago last time. Deirdre, hi, says, or Deirdre, I'm not sure how you say it. Interested to learn more about the energies. Okay, cool. Gold. Love this. Okay, team, let's kick in. What we are going to be covering today, a lot. The biggest thing I want to share with you today is the difference between your masculine and your feminine energy. So just for the purposes of NLP, I'm going to be talking about feminine is on this side and masculine is on this side. And just a little tidbit, in kind of energy work, our left side is always our feminine side and our right-hand side is our masculine side. So if, for example, you find, I was going to jump straight into the TMI, but I might not jump in that early in the session. If you find, for example, that you've got a recurring issue with your left shoulder, for example, or your left arm or the left side of your face, generally that's to do with some kind of an imbalance in your feminine side. Whereas if you've got a recurring issue in your right-hand side, that's generally your masculine side or your relationship with the male in your life. Little tidbit that I've learned on my many, many hours of energy work over the years. So I want to teach you the difference between the masculine energy and the feminine energy, and also to identify so you know, how do you know which you're in at any one time? I also want to teach you why it's important, because it's fucking important. Like, it's so important. And this is the stuff that myself and Wade talk about a lot in our relationship. It's what I'm teaching Lexi. For any of you who don't know, I'm currently 21 weeks pregnant. It's something we'll be teaching our baby, whether they're a boy or a girl. We don't know yet. Lexi has decided she wants to call the boy Terry if it's a boy. And I'm like, oh. No offense to anyone who might be married to someone called Terry right now. I also want to share with you 10 ways to get into your feminine energy now. So that strategy of, okay, well, now I know that I'm in my masculine and now I want to move into my feminine more. Okay, how do we do that? And I also want to help you kickstart a plan for you. Yeah. So I'm going to share as much as I can in this hour that we have now, 50 minutes that we have together. And this is about giving you a kickstart. Yeah. I can't, of course, take you on the whole journey that I've been on and everything that I take my one-on-one mentees through. But I will give it my very best shot to get you kickstarted today. So you're not going away from the session feeling like, oh yeah, I got lots of theory, but I can't put it into practice. That drives me mental when I'm doing any kind of training. I'm like, yeah, I want the inspo, but tell me exactly what I need to do. Give me a list. So I'll be giving you a list today. Drew just says, oh my God, I have a tight hip flexor on my left side. And it's Kate. Hi, Kate. I didn't know if Drew was a unisex name. Kristen, Terry Tink. I know, horrific. Okay, so team, as I said, I'm going to give you a taster of this today, right? I will give you enough information that today you can go away and make some serious changes in your life. However, if you want to make even more long-term changes and really get that transformation going for you in your life, that's where the Step Into You program comes from. So for most of you, and because I know lots of familiar names here, which is so good. And so most of you will be familiar with my Step Into You program. If you are not, this is my favorite program. And the reason it's my favorite is that, top secret, I don't actually talk about this in any of the information about the program, but it's really this moving into our feminine energy is actually hardwired through the entire program. It's kind of like my top secret. And the reason for that is a few different things. Is one, it's obviously fueled by my feminine energy. And for any of you who have done my Get Remarkably Organized program, or you've done some of my more like high-powered disc behavior profiling, those kind of sessions, you will see me in a very, very different light and Step Into You. I'm a lot softer. I talk very openly about the fact that this is a soft place to land. It's not an opportunity for me to crack the whip and stress you out even more. It's very much fueled by me in my feminine. Whereas I think my Get Remarkably Organized program, it's funny because my books are right there. My grow books are right there. That comes from me very much in my masculine energy. It's also a way of creating space for you. And as we'll talk about in this session, our feminine energy requires space. The worst thing for our feminine energy is when we're rushing and stressing. And my hair appointment was running late today. And I was just like, oh, I could feel myself inching into that masculine energy. So the Step Into You is about creating that space for your feminine energy. And it's also the process. Like, it's a process. Like anything we want to create change in our life, there's a process that we can create in order to do that. So Step Into You is essentially a six-week process that I handhold you throughout. And the other point as well is that it's the Facebook community. It's that the female community. And we'll talk a lot about how time with other women is a really, really excellent way for us to get into our feminine energy more. So I don't want to spend too long talking about the program because I'm here to talk about this Energizing You masterclass, but it is such a key, progression from today. So if, and I'm hoping when, you feel like, holy shit, I got so much out of that, I just want you to know at the outset, if you want more, the Step Into You program is the perfect place for you. So doors close for that on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock AEDT. I'm still getting used to Australian time zones 11 years later. And so included in that is the 6 weekly videos that step you through, as I said, that process. They're max 25 minutes long. They are not, it's meant to be easy on your time. As I said, the last thing I want you doing in Step Into You is rushing even more than you already might be in your life. There's 2 group mentoring sessions with me. So this is an excellent taster of what the group mentoring dynamic is like for me. We've got the Facebook group, as I mentioned. My beautiful friend Claire, an energy medicine guru, will be teaching us how to optimize our energy. So energy management. And, you know, it's interesting talking about this session today because this is almost like the foundation of energy management for women. And then the next level then is what Claire will be teaching us as part of the program. And there's like an epic bonus bundle. It's $229. I'm creating new stuff all this week. There's a masterclass in there. There's my first ebook is in there. There's an intention setting audio training. And Claire has very generously gifted us her meditation album. It's my favorite album that she has. Lexi actually does it with me. She loves it. So that will, it's all designed to like supplement and support you on the Step Into You journey. So I did want to touch on that. As I said, doors close Wednesday. Oh, Nicole says, highly recommend the program. Love, Nicole. Thank you so much. And actually, I know there's quite a few people who've done Step Into You. So feel free as we're going through this to share like little snippets or experiences that you've had from the program as well. Why is this important? So why did I decide to devote a whole hour of my day today and an hour tonight to talk about this topic? The reason is that I see a lot of overwhelmed women in my work. They are struggling with their careers. They're struggling with their businesses. They might be struggling with some health issues. And when I say health issues, I mean physical and mental health issues. And they're blocking money from coming into their lives. Their relationships are suffering, whether that's relationships with their partners or their families or their kids. And or they're actually struggling to find a partner. I'm actually mentoring someone at the moment, and we've spent so much time on this topic because one of her big goals is that she wants to meet a partner this year. And so much of these problems trace back to women being in their masculine too much. So I'm going to give you the one-on-one, right? So we're going to dive into this in a lot more detail, but this is the easiest way I find to explain masculine versus feminine energy. And one of the things I want to ask you to do as part of today is to go and start to have these conversations with your partners, with your friends, your sisters, your colleagues about this masculine versus feminine energy thing. And this is a really great way to understand it, okay? So I have got a glass of water, which is slightly green because it's my second glass of water and there's still a little bit of chlorophyll in it. Okay, so if we think about the masculine energy as the glass, okay? So that's the structure, it's the solidness to this kind of whole setup. And then we think about the feminine energy is the water inside. So if we think about, if I take the masculine energy away, I take the glass away, water is going to splash all over my desk, all over my notes, all over my book, all over everything here, okay? If we take away the feminine energy and we're just left with an empty glass, like there's no substance, there's no soul. So that's the beauty. And I just love this analogy because the masculine energy, when it's engaged properly, is a way of holding our feminine energy in place. While the feminine energy is what brings that's the source, the essence to life. So when I talk about our masculine energy controlling or keeping our feminine energy controlled, I don't mean like masculine energy from males around us. I mean our own masculine energy. And this is what this session is all about, is to teach you the awareness of what is masculine versus what's feminine and how can we start to actually almost like dance the dance between the two. Because remembering, we don't want to be all in our masculine, okay? Because then there's no essence, there's no soul. We also don't want to be all in our feminine because it's just a freaking mess, okay? So we want to have the blend of both. But the biggest problem that I see is that women are in their masculine too much. On that, I will drink some water. So a few years ago, it was actually many, many years ago, into the end of 2013, I went to a health retreat. It's called Gwingana. Some of you may have been there, heard of it. It's in the Gold Coast in Queensland. It's beautiful. And I had an energy healing. It was like an energy healing slash massage. And I'd never heard about masculine versus feminine energy. This was brand new to me. And the healer said to me, "You are so in your masculine energy." She said, "You're running on 96% masculine energy right now." And I just went, "What? A, I don't know what that means. Please tell me." And B, how do I stop? But to be honest, I wasn't ready. Like I wasn't ready to let go of that masculine energy. At the time, I was building my first business. I was very focused on awards, on business growth, on hiring more team members, on making more money, on recognition. It was full on hustle mode, like full on hustle. So I stayed in that masculine energy for another 5 years. And then looking back now, I can see that I crashed out, but I crashed out slowly. It was like a very, very slow, but very, very painful crash out. So what that looked like, right, for me, and I'm being very, very transparent. Any of you who followed me for a while, you know that I speak very, very honestly about my challenges because I think that's where we actually learn most from other people. So what that looked like was shitload of business stress. I started my second business with the energy that I started my first, hustle, 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 hustle. And it just wasn't the right energy for this business. And I remember a psychic called Helen Jacobs, and she told me, years ago, she said, your second business, you're going to build with a very different energy to what you built your first. But I didn't know that at the time. So I went hustle, 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 like making shit happen, controlling all of the things. And so then that created financial issues because my business wasn't going as well as I hoped it would be or planned it would be. Epic issues in my marriage. I'll talk more about the relationship challenges that come up when women are too in their feminine and men are too in their when women are too in their masculine and men are too in their feminine. I'll talk about that in a few minutes. Also, we had two miscarriages in 2019, and I was just talking to, she's a mentee. She's just signed up to work with me, and we're having a session, our first 3-hour session next week. And we had a quick kind of get to know you. We talked months ago when she first was interested, and I just wanted to check in with her again. And I'm so glad I did because holy fuck. She needs this masterclass. I said to her today, I was like, I'm going to be sharing a lot of what I'm sharing today in this masterclass with you when we catch up next week. And she's been trying to conceive for 12 months. It's not happening. She is so overwhelmed, so stressed. She's got her own business. And I just said to her, look, those babies for us didn't drop in 2019 because I was still in my masculine. I was still trying to figure all this shit out, hustle. That the energy just wasn't right in my business, in my life at that time. So I feel like that was the slow crash out. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And I feel like the second miscarriage for me was like the nail in the coffin. It was like, okay, full surrender. How I'm approaching my life is not working right now. What the fuck do I need to do in order to change and get to a more peaceful, less stressed, calmer, less hustle, more flow life? And it was if there was one word that you want to write down that's associated with feminine energy, it's flow. Like, think about, yeah, water, liquid. Women, when they're in their feminine energy, life just flows. It doesn't feel grindy and shitty and hard and stressful and rushed. It's a really, really, it's a beautiful place to be. It's a really, really beautiful place to be. So I've spent a lot of time working on this space over the last few years, whether it's reading, it's going to seminars, it's, as I said, practicing, it's going and doing the work, like the therapy and the energy work and all of the things. And of course, practicing a lot of it in my own life. So as shit as those few couple of years, particularly 2019 and first half of last year were, I'm so grateful that they happened, because I feel like this is like my purpose in life, is to kind of live my own challenges and then talk about them and then pass on the learnings to other women. So something that I realized is that when we push masculine energy for too long, it actually results in chronic stress for our bodies, our minds, our souls, our emotions, everything, right? And this may be a bit confronting for some of you, okay? I'm going to read. So this is a lot of the learning, kind of the baseline learning that I learned about this space came from this book. Danielle, would you pop a link to it in the, in the show notes? I'm so used to podcasting. Can you put a link to it in the chat, please? And would you also pop a link to the Step Into You program as well? I forgot to ask you to do that a few minutes ago. Okay, so Beyond Mars and Venus, right? It's written by a guy called John Gray. You may be familiar with his name because he wrote Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, which I think is probably what the original book on good relationships. And I read that book when I was like 17 or 18, I think. So when John Gray read Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, it was actually 20 years ago. And what he realized in the kind of last 5 years or so was that the dynamic between men and women had changed so much, because 20 years ago, chances are the man was still going out and bringing in the money. The woman was at home with the kids. He talks about it as a role mate relationship. So each of the couple did their roles, and then that was kind of how they rolled. And then he said, because things have shifted so much, particularly for women in the workplace and then building businesses and so on, he realized that what we've now shifted to in kind of modern day is a soul mate relationship, where the foundation or the basis of a man and a woman being together isn't necessarily based on their roles in the relationship, but on their soul connection. Because really, I mean, if I look at myself and Wade, a lot of our roles day to day are the same. Like, he got Lexi out the door this morning to get her to school. I'll pick her up this evening. He cooked breakfast. I'll cook dinner. Like, our roles are actually quite similar, which isn't necessarily a good thing, because it creates a whole other raft of issues in our relationships. And this session isn't just about relationships, but it's a huge element of what we're talking about. So what I said might be confronting for some of you listening or watching is what he has actually created in the book is a list of 10 female stress symptoms. So what he says is that these are the 10 signs that a woman is under chronic stress. And I actually had to go learn the word chronic a few years ago. Chronic means like ongoing, consistent. It doesn't mean like really, really bad all the time. It just means chronic. Like, it's just, as I said, constant. So these are the 10, right? I'm going to read them out to you. Feeling overwhelmed, looping negative thoughts. Number 3 is exhaustion. 4 is difficulty sleeping. 5 is resentment. 6 is dissatisfaction, just a general like meh, not happy with life, but don't really know why. I see a lot of that in my work with the women I work with. This is relevant from my adventures on my podcast the last few weeks. Low libido. 8 is mental rigidity, like this is how it needs to be done and that's it, like not having like a flexible approach to life. 9 is resistance to change, and 10 is depression. So what he says is those start, oh, Vanessa, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. And Vanessa's like tick, 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 tick. And I'm smiling, Vanessa, because I've been there, yeah? When I read this book, I was like, shit, 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 shit. And I read it again like a year later, and I was still not as many shits, but still some shits. And I can honestly tell you that I would experience those now that I've figured all this stuff out, and I'm still figuring it out. Remember, yeah, I see myself very much still as a student of this. Is that, yeah, I would experience little to none of those on a consistent basis now, which to me tells me, okay, it's working. Okay, Emily's identifying as well. So team, I did pre-frame that might be a confronting list, yeah? But remember, don't panic. We are here to work on this together. That's exactly what brought you here, yeah? If it was like an intuitive nudge to click on an ad for this masterclass or your best mate sent it to you, I saw a lot of friends like tagging each other in on my Instas and my stories. You're in the right place, yeah? I'm here to help. We're going to do something about it together today. And we're making great time. So I should have time for questions, a lot more time for questions at the end. Okay. So why are we living like this? I think this is a really, really good question to ask ourselves. Like it's obvious that it's not working, yeah? If you're ticking kind of more than three of those boxes as I'm reading through that list, chances are, however you're living your life right now, whatever's happening, it's not working for whatever reason. Alicia says she's nodding along with a lot of those too. Thank you, team, for being so vulnerable and sharing that, because I know you're not the only ones thinking and feeling that right now. So I've got three reasons, yeah? Like this isn't kind of research that I've done. This is my opinion, having kind of lived through this whole like high and low then high process. First of all, fact is we live in a patriarchal society, yeah? Particularly our working worlds, it's built for men. Our culture is built to help men thrive and not necessarily women. And as a result, a lot of women find themselves in survival mode rather than feeling like they're thriving, like maybe some of their partners or friends are. So it is changing. I definitely know, I feel that it's definitely changing. But I think what we need to remember is that the change starts with us, yeah? It's not going to start with the government policy or an employer making a particular decision. It's going to start with us and the energy that we choose to show up with every single day. Not every single day, that's pretty unrealistic, but most days. So that's why I'm really excited about sharing this with you today, because the more I can teach you about this and share with you about my experience, the more you can go and change in your life. And it's that beautiful thing of be the change you want to see in the world. When each of you start showing up differently in your lives with a more feminine oriented energy, everything around you is going to change. And that means that everyone around you is going to change. And all your money situation, everything starts to change, okay? So first reason I believe is that we do live in a patriarchal society. Second, I think women are doing more than ever. As a generation, our generation is doing so much more than our mothers or grandmothers attempted to do. So my grandmother on my mom's side had 9 kids. My grandmother on my dad's side had 7 kids. So, I mean, that's a lot of kids, but they were raising their kids. They weren't also trying to build businesses or work 5 days a week or... I know my Nana, my mom's mom, was very open about the fact that the eldest half of her children raised the lowest half of her children as well. So we need to call spades here, everyone. We are doing so much more as a generation than any generation has ever done before us. And the third point, I think, is we just don't know any better. Like there's very few people. I think now that I think about it, and I'm actively searching out this information, I feel like I'm seeing more sources of expertise on this space. But I mean, sitting back there in 2013 with that healer on the Gold Coast, I had no idea what she was talking about. And I wasn't even curious really to find out more. I wasn't motivated. So what we have here, especially for us gathered today, many we've got 82 of us online now, which is just amazing. We've got 82 of us here who are here to have this conversation, to learn and to know, to find out more, like to educate ourselves. So step one to what we can do, we can educate ourselves, which is, as I said, that's exactly why you're here today. And that's why I'm here today is to help you on that process. So you are definitely in the right place. If this is all ringing bells, particularly when I read that list, you're in the right place, I promise. The second thing we can do is to tune into ourselves more. So to start to hear ourselves and start to tune into, okay, am I in my feminine energy right now or am I in my masculine energy? And I can tell you, I'm very much in my masculine energy right now because I've got all this content I want to deliver and I've got a time limit on how much time I can spend with you. So I'm in my masculine energy, but I know that, yeah? And the important thing is that I know how I can get myself back into the feminine energy once we finish up in this session. And I think the other thing we can do is to make small incremental changes. So any of you who've done anything with me, whether it's an online program or an event or my LM Love Club, or maybe you've even done Step Into You before, you know that how I operate is small incremental changes, okay? I'm not asking you to go and change your entire life today. It's about the small changes that will ladder up to make massive, massive differences. All right. Give me a word, team. I like to, as I said, I want to keep this interactive and I feel like I've talked a lot, which is normally I'm asking lots more questions. Jump into chat. Tell me what's been your biggest takeout so far. So what's landed with you so far of everything I've shared over the last, we're just over halfway through. So share with me in chat. What's one thing that's landed with you? One point I've made, please. Okay. As you're doing that, Nikki says the list from Beyond Mars and Venus. Hear you, my dear. Thank you. Okay, so team, keep dropping in. What's been your biggest takeout so far? Tanil says the glass and water analogy. Kristen says the same, glass of water, very clear way. Yeah, ha, clear like water. Emily, flow, I never thought of it like that. Danelle, Danelle's getting involved, the slow crash. Rebecca, I was in burnout, over masculine in 2017-18, experienced every one of those topics on your list. Melissa's here, hi. Lisa said the soulmate connection, yes. Okay, there's a question there. Danelle, can you just grab that from Jenny just for the end? Okay, the water, cool. Melissa, chronic, yeah, that was interesting for me. It's not about like having a massive pain every day. It's just about small pain every day. Okay, Melissa says hi. Okay, cool team, this is good. This is really interesting for me because I'm also presenting this again tonight. So I'm just really keen to know what's landing. Okay, Sylvia, I'm about to tell you the answer to your question. So what I'm going to take you through now, okay? And team, of course, goes without saying, read this book, yeah? It's a bit of a beast, it's a great book, but there's a lot in it. So I've read this probably four times now, and every time I kind of focus in on a different area of it. So what I'm going to share with you, I don't want to plagiarize John Gray's incredible work. The next list I'm going to take you through is direct from this book as well. So really try get your hands on the book. It's very, very, very helpful. Oh, Alicia, smacked you in the face. Big love. Big love. Okay. So friends, what I'm going to take you through, right? So John Gray in the book talks about the 12 characteristics of masculine energy and 12 characteristics of feminine energy, right? So just remember, when I talk about masculine energy, I'm not saying this is how men should be. And when I talk about feminine energy, I'm not saying this is how women should be, okay? We all need a balance of both. I can tell when Wade's in his masculine energy and I can tell when Wade's in his feminine energy. And he's learning more and more. He can tell when I'm in mine. I mean, last week, I was off the planet in my masculine energy because we were getting ready for this launch. I'd just come off the back of a week of solo parenting. I mean, it was frightening how in it I was, but then it wasn't frightening because I knew how to get myself out again. Caroline, happily single, love. Will the book still be relevant to you? 100%. And Caroline, just because I know the kind of age you're at as well, he talks a lot about hormones. It's awesome. Definitely, definitely read it. I'd say about 50% of it is just kind of relationships. I know you've got two boys as well. Two boys? I think you've got two boys. It's not just about kind of relationships. It's actually about us understanding ourselves better, both as a man and a woman. Thanks, Caroline. Phew. Melissa says, you're Chris, I think is yours, Melissa. Makes breakfast too. Very handy. Okay, so team, this is somewhere you might want to take notes, okay? But just remember, you've got the recording as well if you don't. I'm getting very excited and very warm presenting this to you. Okay, first of all, I'm going to give you the list of 12 masculine characteristics, so masculine energy characteristics, okay? How I would suggest you write this, if you're taking notes, you don't have to remember. If you're taking notes, what I would do is how I've done it in my notes, okay? On down one side of the page, do your masculine and then leave space on the right-hand side so you can write the corresponding one with the female. So for example, when you write point one, match that up on the same line with point one for feminine, okay? So you want to create two columns. All right, masculine energy. One, independent. I'm going to go pretty fast through this, okay? Because I could spend hours on this. Independent. Two, detached. Three, problem solver. Four, tough. Five, competitive. Six, analytical. Seven is powerful. Eight is assertive. Nine is competent. 10 is confident. 11 is accountable. And 12 is goal-oriented. So before I take you through the feminine characteristics list, everyone, just have a think, just day to day, how much of your time are you spending in those characteristics? Okay, so if I think about me and my business, for example, I mean, I'm independent. I solve problems. AJ and Danelle will probably disagree with the fact that I'm analytical, but I do try. I'm definitely powerful. Like, I mean, I need to be in order to get success in my business. I'm assertive. I've got very healthy boundaries in place with my life. And I would say I'm competent. Hopefully you can tell me at the end of this masterclass. I'm confident, you know, and I'm very goal-oriented. And so even if I think about like me in my business, just like today, it's like masculine, 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 masculine. Yeah. So just take a second to ponder. And I know all of you won't have that written down, but just any of the words that I said that you're like, oh yeah, that's me. That's me. And Melissa Grant says, sounds like me to a T, especially at work. Deb says, feel like you've listed me in most of that list. Kristen's, oh my God, tick, tick, tick. Alicia, every one of those masculine describes in my role at work. Okay, just on that, Alicia, and I know a couple of you mentioned this as well. Something John Gray actually says in the book is that women who are high stress at work are often high stress at home, because it's almost like that's the bandwidth that they get used to. Yeah, they align to being on that. So they find it extra hard to switch off when they get home, which kind of makes sense. Okay, so are we ready for the feminine ones? All right, feminine. So remembering these correspond, okay? So for example, I'm going to tell you that the first feminine energy characteristic is interdependent. So that aligns with independent, yeah? So that's what I'm saying. If you take your notes, write them in a column. So feminine energy traits: interdependent, emotional, nurturer, vulnerable. So just checking in. So masculine energy is tough. Feminine energy is vulnerable. Cooperative. Intuitive, loving. So remember, the masculine energy is powerful. The feminine energy is loving. Receptive, virtuous, trusting, responsive, and their relationship, or it's not they, but feminine energy is relationship oriented, whereas masculine energy, remember, is goal oriented. So just remember, okay, I've already touched on this. We all need a balance, yeah? So every man needs a balance of being in his feminine versus his masculine. Every woman needs a balance of being in her feminine and her masculine. But most of you are probably, as my Kristen says, the last F one, feminine one. Oh, relationship orientated versus goal oriented. So most of you probably, and the chat said this, said that these were the masculine ones are the ones they're feeling more. So Jenny has just said the last three feminine ones: trusting, responsive, and relationship oriented. Caroline, number three was nurturer. I'm going to jump on team because I've still got a whole section I want to take you through. Okay. So this will all obviously be in the recording. So we all need a balance. Okay. But what I wanted to touch on is some of the problems that I've experienced with these three. Okay. So if we go up to the very top, so number one, masculine energy is independent. Feminine energy is interdependent. Oh, thanks, Danelle. You're a rock star. So Danelle's just pasted them all into the chat there. So team, if I'm in my feminine energy, I'm interdependent, yeah? I'm just going to talk about myself and Wade's dynamic for a second. I'm working with him. We're making plans together. I'm relying on him to get stuff done. I'm doing the things that I said. Like, it's a lot of interdependency. When I'm in my masculine, this is what I'm like, right? This is Lorraine in her masculine. I just fucking do it myself. That's me. And that was me last week, because I was like, I just need to get my head down. We need to get through all this work. Myself and the team are working hard. I was working late every night. That's me and my masculine to a T. I'm just going to do it myself. I'm not going to depend on anyone else. Deb said sometimes it's just easier. I hear you. That comes down to challenges with delegating as well, though. Another, right, and again, I'm going to talk about another example from myself. I'm talking about relationship here for a second. Another one is masculine energy is powerful. Feminine energy is loving, okay? So if I'm in my masculine energy, I'm trying to be powerful. Wade's also trying to be powerful. And then what we have is we've got a clash. We've got a power struggle essentially happening, okay? And what we need to remember, and I'm talking again, just touching on relationships for a second here, is that in relationships, we need to have polarity, right? So the woman needs to be able to be in her feminine energy, and the man needs to be in his masculine energy so that they can have polarity. It's like if you had two battery or two magnets and you put them the wrong way, they're just going to bounce back, yeah? Whereas if you point them the right way, they're going to be like magnetically drawn to each other. So that's a major issue, and I've experienced it in my relationship. I know a lot of the women, because I mentor a lot of very ambitious, high-powered, successful women, that's an issue that they see in their relationship. So it's like comes down to this power struggle. And it was really interesting over the weekend. So Wade went away. He's in the Army Reserves. And he went away for the weekend with the Army. They had this big, they call it a dining in night, where like they just were blokes for the whole weekend. They did personal, like PT. They did all these kind of drills. Saturday night, they had a mess games, which is basically where all the officers get together in the mess and play like rugby indoors. It just sounded like a fucking mess. And he showed me a video of his, he had a white shirt. They were all like in their full on formal military dress uniform. And he showed me a video of him holding up his shirt at the end of the night and it was covered in blood from having fun. Like there was no fights as such. It was just like good natured, like, I don't know, whatever boys do. But he was so in his masculine energy. And I can tell you, he has had such a stressful year in his business. Like, I probably can't even do it justice how much stress he's had in his business. Last night, when he got home from that weekend of just doing boy shit all weekend, it was the most relaxed that I have seen him in months, like in months. And conversely, myself and Lexi had gone shopping. We'd gone to the park. I'd done some baking. I was so in my feminine energy when he came home last night. And it just felt amazing. It just felt like, we just felt so good together because we had that idea of polarity. Okay. The third point that I wanted to make on that one, right? Number eight, when we talked about the masculine energy characteristic was assertive, okay? The feminine energy was receptive. Now, this is a really big one that I want to draw your attention to, whether you're in a relationship or not. This receptivity, because think about it, when we're a woman, right, and we're in our masculine energy and we're like, push, 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 go, 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 make it happen, let's do this. We're trying to like assert ourselves and be powerful and hustle. And it's the opposite of the receptivity that our feminine energy actually needs. And how I see this manifesting in my work, whether it's like on the Step Into You program or with my mentees or my love club, it's women blocking themselves from something. And that could be asking for help, huge one, blocking money, like they're not receptive to money coming their way. They're not receptive to love. They're not receptive to success. They're not receptive to having more time. That's a huge one as well. And they're not receptive to pleasure. And when I talk about pleasure, that could be just the pleasure of sitting down and watching Bridgerton for an hour. Like they go, 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 go and deny themselves that pleasure. But then I'm also talking about in a sexual sense, like women denying themselves the opportunity to actually enjoy sex and the pleasure that sex brings because they're so in their masculine. Okay. So that was something I wanted to touch on, just how these actually come into play, that those three examples. There's so much I want to talk to you about. Okay. So how we start to change this, first of all, is we start to express our feminine qualities more. So we start to get into those 12 qualities that I touched on. Okay. So very, very quick physiological reason that we want to do this as well. When we are more in our feminine energy, okay, we're doing all the nice things, and I'll talk about them in a few minutes, what they are, in our feminine energy, our bodies create more oxytocin, okay? Oxytocin is the love drug. So it's the hormone that we create when we're feeling loved, when we're feeling trust, when we're feeling affection, when we're feeling supported. When our bodies create more estrogen, then they can create more, sorry, when our bodies create more oxytocin, then they can create more estrogen, okay? Estrogen is the feminine hormone that actually calms our minds and it reduces stress. So that's why we want to do these things, because it's going to create more oxytocin, which means that we can create more estrogen, which means we just can the fucking farm more and we give ourselves more permission to be in that feminine energy. Now, something that's really, really important, right? And I actually talk about this in week one of the Step Into You program, in the very, very first kind of training video of the program. I talk about the fact that our bodies start creating oxytocin when we know that a certain experience is going to be happening. So for example, you book a massage for Saturday afternoon and you know that that's happening. Immediately, as soon as you hang up the phone to making that appointment, your body starts to create more oxytocin, okay? This is why it's so important that we remember that the anticipation of doing something nice for ourselves, it's almost as valuable as doing the nice thing itself, which is why one of the big action points I would suggest from this session is that you actually go and start to get this shit in your calendar. That phone call I had with that mentee that I mentioned this morning, she's not in a good place. I mean, I don't think she's like depressed or suicidal or anything, but she's just extremely overwhelmed. Like that list that I shared, those 10 signs of chronic stress, it's like tick, 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 tick. And something I said to her is, okay, we're not having our session until, I think we're having our session next Thursday, I think. And I wanted to do something to help her in the meantime. Yeah, I don't want her like in pain for another week. So I said, what are two things that you could do for yourself right now? And she said, I said, what would make you feel nurtured and cared for and loved? And she said, well, I'm actually just doing my Coles order. I was like, okay, put some nice things for yourself on the Coles order. Just a couple of treaty things that every time you have them, you'll feel like, I'm looking after myself. The second thing I did said is, what's an hour that you could spend that would really help you feel calmer and just something that you would really love to do? And she said, you know what? I live 10 minutes from the beach and it's been months since I just went for a walk on the beach in my bare feet. I was like, bang, you're doing that on Sunday. And the second we agreed that she was going to do those two things, her whole energy shifted. It was absolutely incredible. So the anticipation is really, really, really important. Okay. All right. I want to jump into 10 ways to get you more into your feminine energy. All right. Overall, okay, just umbrella catch-all, less rushing. So Dr. Libby Weaver talks about rushing, because a brilliant book that I read years ago called Rushing Women's Syndrome, very, very aligned with John Gray's work as well. Any way that you can prevent yourself rushing will help you be more in your feminine energy. Remember, I talked about the Step Into You program is creating space for you and your feminine energy to flourish. How can you do that yourself every day outside of an online program? That's something I would challenge you with. All right. 10 ways. This is how we change things, ladies. Number one, sex. So for those of you who aren't familiar, I shared 2 podcast episodes over the last few weeks about how I rediscovered my sexuality. I called it, I stepped into my sexuality. And sex is a brilliant way to get into your feminine energy, because think about it, it's your body doing all the things that a woman does in order to enjoy space and pleasure and enjoyment and all of the things. I need to be really clear that sex does not have to be with someone else. Without giving you TMI, I have realized that it does not have to involve Wade in order for me to get that hit of that feminine calming energy, okay? Number 2 is anything to do with water. So remember the glass analogy when I talked about this, you know, the masculine energy is the glass and the feminine energy is the water. Water, feminine energy is water. It's liquid. It goes everywhere. It floats. It's intuitive. It's like, you know, earth mother type thing. So anything you can do with water is going to really help you get in your feminine energy. So I'm talking about baths. I'm talking about even a 5-minute shower. I can have a 5-minute shower and just drop straight into my feminine energy. It's incredible. Going for a walk by water, if you're lucky enough to live by the beach or a bay or any a river or lake, being by water is really, really great for our feminine energy. And also, of course, swimming, like getting yourself into water, even if it's in a swimming pool, because you're moving your body in that water. Really, really, really great way to get into your feminine energy. So I know for me, I've got a very masculine day today. So I know something that, and again, thinking about the oxytocin, yeah, I'm already planning after my 8 o'clock session tonight, getting into the shower, having a beautiful shower. Our graphic designer, Stacey, sent me this beautiful shower gel. I'm going to use that. I'm going to use my magnesium spray, a beautiful body lotion, put on my favorite pajamas. I've got this little kind of cute, what do you call them? Like camisole and like little cute like French knickers. I'm going to wear that tonight. And I know that that's going to get me back into my feminine energy. And I already knowing that's coming, I've got the oxytocin happening, which is creating the estrogen and blah, blah, blah. You know where I'm going with that. The third way to get into our feminine energy more is clothes and adornment. So I talked about adornment in that first podcast episode, the one that was, it was the first sex episode, that how I stepped into my sexuality. So adornment is just anything that makes us feel nice. Yeah. So I have my hair blow dry today. It's rapidly collapsing. My office is somehow very warm today. And so anything that makes us feel nice, for some of you, it's your nails. And for some of you, it's getting your lashes done, your eyebrows done, having some nice makeup, wearing your favorite red lipstick. So anything to do with making you look and feel good. Yeah. And remembering the motivation for that is not about you going and impressing a guy or trying to, you know, land a date on Friday night. It's just about you feeling like you're in your feminine energy, okay? And to give you an example, you're probably going to get a flash of the baby bump now. But, I mean, I would normally present, right, I'd just wear kind of like, I don't know, shorts in summer or like leggings and then just have like a nice top on top. Because I was presenting this to you, I was like, I want to be in my feminine energy. So I'm wearing like a little fluffy skirt, a little frilly skirt and a frilly top, okay? So that's just one example how clothes can actually change whether we're in that masculine hard energy or your feminine energy. Sylvia said this is gold. Miranda says, since listening to your podcast, I've been trying to wear more dresses. Yeah, dresses are amazing. So good. So clothes and adornment are two really, really great ways to get into our feminine energy. Number 4 is to talk with a friend. So female bonds are so important. And I don't think that there's any it's any coincidence that for many of us, me included, that the time with friends, like that feminine bonding, is the first thing to go when the business gets busy or home gets busy. And it's that feminine energy. Like I can feel it when I'm having a really good chat with a friend. It's like every cell is awake in my body. And it's because I'm getting myself back into that feminine space. And of course, goes without saying, step into you. We've kind of created that beautiful safe space for women, which is, I think, another reason that the program is so powerful. Number five is little luxuries. Having a really nice mug that you like to use. Getting the tea that's maybe 50 cents or a dollar more than you would normally pay for tea. Having some nice sheets. I mean, they don't have to be 1 million thread count sheets, but just nice sheets that you look forward to getting into bed every night. Having clean sheets. Like I think most women love clean sheet day. Wade never notices, ever notices if the sheets are clean. For me, it's a really big one because for me, it's a feminine energy thing as well. Olga's doing her ironing. Good on you, Olga. I don't iron. Tracy said, I've only just discovered you, Lorraine. This is exactly the right time for me. Perfect. It's amazing how the world, the universe works in that sense. Okay, so little luxuries. Number six is meditation. If you are new to meditation, I rave about an app called Insight Timer. Danielle, would you pop that in? Just because I don't think I say it very clearly. People always ask me to repeat it. Insight Timer is a really, really great meditation app. It's the one I use myself. Seven is exercise, especially gentler exercise. Yeah, you'll get a feminine hit from doing F45 or something, but to really get into that feminine energy, yoga, walking, as I said, swimming, Pilates, super helpful. Number eight is anything in nature. Think about Mother Nature. Nature is feminine. She's wild, she's free, she does whatever the fuck she wants. So any way you can get in nature. For me, we've got a tiny park like two blocks from our house, so I'll often do that if I find I'm really in my masculine space. In my masculine energy, I'll just go for a 10-minute walk just through that park and back home again. And just even that tiny little sip of nature can really help get me back into my center. Number nine is essential oils. So I'm not a doTERRA person, but I do love oils as a way to transition myself more into that feminine space. So my favorites, if you want some tips, lavender, rose. I love rose oil. Danielle, would you pop the, what's it called? Tranquil Heart Oil by Iku. That's one of my favorites. It's like four different oils. It's beautiful. Deb is barefoot in the garden on the lawn. Yes, love that, Kristen. Kristen and Deb are soul sisters on the grass. Love that. So rose, lavender, geranium, frankincense, sweet orange. They're my favorites for feminine energy. I will have, we've got a diffuser in our bedroom. So they're the oils that I'll have going at night just to really drop into that feminine space. I could talk about this for hours, but just something to remember, if you're not sleeping well, if you're struggling with your sleep, feminine, so nighttime is when we're in our yin energy. This is TCM, traditional Chinese medicine. So if you're struggling with your sleep, so last year, for example, this time last year, I was having horrific night sweats, and that's because I had an imbalance on in my feminine energy, my yin energy. So that's why I use those oils at night to really help me drop into that feminine space when I'm sleeping. Number 10, last one, is pampering. So anything like pampery, massages, touch, anything, it touches huge to help us get into our feminine energy. And I'm not talking about sexual touch. Obviously, that's great when you feel like it, but that really beautiful feminine pampering, just anything that like helps you just kind of feel nurtured and safe and cared for is amazing. Katie said she's loving this. I'm loving this, Katie. I just want to go on for another hour with you guys, but I need to wrap up soon. Okay. Friends, I've given you a list, okay? I've given you a list of 10 things. Every single one of you, as you were listening to me do that list, you were like, okay, there's some things that would help me. I want you to have a think. What are the two things that you could implement in your life more that would help you get more into your feminine energy of that list that I've just given you? Number four, talk with a friend has asked. Who's la, 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 so much chat. Deb, number four was talk with a friend. Number 10 was pampering. Massages, treatments, facials, pedicures, whatever your thing is. Okay. I need to wrap up and I want to spend more time talking to you about this. Okay, but we are perfectly on time. As I said, I could talk about this all day. But I really want you to think about what's the one thing that would help you, yeah? Two things that you could kick into your life from today, from that list that I just shared with you, that would really help you access that feminine energy more. So pop it into the chat. I'm really keen to know what they are, if they're similar. Okay, cool. So More time in water, Rebecca misses living by the beach. Meditation, little luxuries from Bridget. Bridget, hi, I didn't even know you were there. Caroline, meditation. Renee says evening routine with Sharon Oil is beautiful. And magnesium spray is amazing, Renee, as well, for that one. Talking with a friend from Tara Zibaris. Cool name. So, okay, so they're all coming through. So, friends, remember I said to you at the start of this session, what I can give you today is like a kickstart, like get some ideas flowing, talking about our feminine energy. And for you now, it's about, okay, how do you start to weave this information that you've learned today into your day-to-day life, okay? And remember, we're not about massive life changes. We're about tiny incremental things that will make a difference to your life, okay? So as I mentioned, this has been a taster today, okay? There, I could talk about it for days. I probably will do some kind of event on it at some point. But this is the taster, okay? If you want to dive deeper into this, if today has been a wake-up call, because I think for quite a few of you, this has been a bit of a wake-up call, and I hope in a positive way, the Step Into You program is where I would love to see you. Seriously, I'm just so ready to help the next group of women with this, and I cannot wait to get started. So the doors close for Step Into You on Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. And yeah, I'll handhold you. For 6 weeks, you will get this for 6 weeks, plus obviously the support of your amazing group on the program as well. And I just really wanted to say, like, whether it's what you take on board from today, whether you go and read John Gray's book, or you come and do the Step Into You program, I just really want to say, as someone who has been in that stressy, shitty space, it doesn't have to be that way, yeah? A more peaceful, calmer, less stressed, more flowy you, it is there, yeah? It's not impossible to create, no matter what your life situation is. And I would love to serve you on that mission as part of Step Into You, or as part of something else that we might do in future. Okay, a few things I want you to remember as we wrap up. God, I'm going to wrap up. And then if anyone wants to stay back for questions, I'll stay back for questions. I just want to make sure we wrap up 2 minutes late. First of all, just please remember, okay, as I said, this might have been a bit confronting for some of you on this session, okay? Please do not worry. Awareness is the key. Maya Angelou has an incredible quote, and she said, when we know better, we do better, okay? So now that you know better from some of the snippets I've shared with you today, you can now go do better, okay? So please don't put yourself under pressure or start self-flagellating yourself. The other thing to remember is you know a lot that you didn't know before today. So I know just based on comments, you guys have gotten a lot, you ladies have gotten a lot out of this session. Third thing I want to say is please have this conversation. Talk to your daughters about it. Talk to your sisters about it. Talk to your friends. Talk to your partners. Like, let's start to get this information out there more. It amazes me sometimes that more of us aren't across this. And that's why I'm, yeah, as I said, so excited to be able to do this session with you today. So, one last thing I wanted to do. I started doing this in all my Love Club sessions, is to pull a card for each of you, for the whole group. Can you, I know some people are jumping off because we're just over time. If you have any questions, do you want to jump in and just ask the question in chat? And I'll just answer probably two questions. I might just go 2 minutes over. And I'm going to pull a card for us, an affirmation card. Oh, nice. So the card that I pulled for us as a group from today are good things are coming. I'm trying to get it on the webcam. Ah, there you go. Good things are coming, everyone. Love that. Okay, so friends, if anyone has any questions, just jump them in. If you need to go now, that's kind of the official end of the session, but very, very happy to answer a couple of questions as well. Okay, Danelle has shared one. Question from Jenny. What happens if you sit in your feminine too long and find it hard to get back into masculine energy, especially in business? Jenny, I think when you ask that question, you assume that feminine energy is not useful in business. It is hella useful, okay? If I think about the feminine, what I use in my business, interdependence with my team, my intuition, I mean, oh my God, I'm so much more effective in business since I started tuning into my feminine energy because of my intuition. Wade just looks at me sometimes and goes, how do you know that? I'm like, I don't know. I just do. So just remember, you don't have to switch off the feminine energy in order to be successful in business, yeah? Like, you really don't. A blend of both is perfect. And I'm assuming, Jenny, you're the Jenny that I think you are. With your, I know we messaged on Instagram last week, like, where you're at right now, you're at a really beautiful feminine energy, but I feel like what you're actually doing is getting back into balance yourself, but also in the business as well. So yeah, please don't think that success in business means you can't be in your feminine. This second business that I'm in, it's so much more built on my feminine than my masculine. So just remember that, okay? Nicole says, what about if we need to up our masculine and reduce female to get shit done? Okay, so I'm not going to take you through the thing to get more testosterone going. But I would suggest just three things off the top of my head, Nicole: more intense exercise, like more of the like get shit done, go, 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 go exercise. And another is actually meditation is an interesting one because it helps men, it can help us get more, it just gets us more centered. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily put us in our feminine energy, masculine energy, or our feminine energy, it gets us centered. So really good thing for you to do, Nicole, if you don't have a meditation practice, would be to actually think about getting into meditation, because that would center you. Another question. Kristen said, would you be running Step Into You again later this year? No. I really wanted to run it twice, so I'm not going to run it again until this time next year. So I'm going to run another program later on in the year, and that's it. Just two programs this year, which is sad because I love them. Leisha says, having done Step Into You last year, what is different to this year? Really good question, Leisha. So the weekly videos are the same. So the curriculum, because I was like, if it ain't broke, I'm not messing with it. So the weekly videos are the same. However, as you know, the group mentoring sessions can go in any direction. So there's two group mentoring sessions with me. I have a feeling, given the insane response to me talking about my sex life lately, and I think a lot of those group men, not a lot of them, but I think a chunk of them will be talking about sexuality, for example. So I think that's the beauty of it. It's almost like Step Into You flows with whatever the current community's needs and wants are. The other thing that's new is Claire Obeid, who is freaking rock star. So she's who I choose to come and look after my retreat guests. She's going to be focusing on energy management. So if you remember, Leisha, from Step Into You, sorry, I don't know if you did round one or round two, but energy comes up a lot in the group mentoring session. So that's why I wanted to draft in an expert in Claire to actually focus on that. So that's different too. We're also creating this awesome playbook. So it's like almost like your planner for the 6 weeks. So we're working on that this week. So we'll be getting that to everyone later on this week who signed up. So yeah, it's you would definitely benefit from doing it again, Leisha. The other thing I wanted to say as well, we were just chatting this morning as a team. Just watch your emails, because we're going to send out a special code to anyone who wants to do Step Into You again. And Lisa, who I don't know if she's still here, was on this session. She's done it twice. I know one of my love club wants to do it a third time. So a lot of people are coming back for the second time. But we do want to gift you, and we're going to give you $50 off it to do again if you want to do it again. So just watch your emails. We'll be sending that out this afternoon or tomorrow, as soon as I write it. Sylvia says, great questions, team. Does it confuse colleagues and other people when you switch from masculine to feminine energy? I sometimes assertive and other times receptive, or is it possible to be both at the same time? I reckon both at the same time, Sylvia. Yeah, because I mean, it's just you, yeah? It's not like you're turning into masculine Sylvia and then feminine Sylvia. Like, it's just you. And like all of us, all of our different personalities, we've got different facets to it and different sides that we show depending on kind of what is required of us in that moment. So no, I wouldn't have said it's confused anyone, Sylvia. No, that's an interesting question, though. Thank you. And AJ has reminded me that there's, oh yeah, the other bonus, sorry, was the staying on track session. So that's a new thing as well. So we've done it, I think, 2 weeks after the program closes, we've got another bonus mentoring session, which is where it's to help you stay on track, just to really bed in the transformation from the program as well. Okay, team, that was so fun. I could present this all day, but I would probably run out of masculine energy to run on. This was super fun. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining. I loved that. I actually can't wait to present this again tonight now based on your feedback. Thank you. Love, 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 love. So we'll be sending out the recording in the next hour. So you'll have that in your inbox. So if you want to take notes or anything, you've got the recording. And also feel free to share with friends. Yeah, it's really important that we get this out there. The other thing is we're going to put this up as a bonus podcast episode. We're aiming to have it up tomorrow. So if you want to listen back as well, that's available to you too. Okay, friends, I'm going to say goodbye, but thank you. That was super fun. And yeah, hope to see you on Step Into You. I would love that.
Thank you for being part of this week's episode. It was remarkable to have you. I am always keen to hear your thoughts, questions, ideas, and suggestions for future topics for the podcast. So please get in touch on Instagram. My handle is @LorraineRemarks. And through my website, lorrainemurphy.com.au. If you're enjoying what I'm putting out here, please do rate, review, or subscribe to the podcast so more people can find out about it and we can build this special community. Or even better, do all three. Chat to you next week.